This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report prepared on January 11th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Lafarge Holcim, the largest manufacturer of building materials in the world, has reneged on its promise to sign a global agreement with two global unions. The company, which employs about 90,000 workers worldwide, had agreed to sign the deal with the Global Unions Industrial and the Building and Woodworkers International. A global agreement outlines general principles such as the right of workers to join unions. Volta Sanchez is the General Secretary of Industrial.
We were supposed to sign today the Global Framework Agreement that was agreed upon by Lafarge Holcim in both BWI and Industrial Global Union, but unfortunately the company just didn't show up. They backed off from their original commitment. After some years of campaigning, we finally engaged in a process of social dialogue with the company. And then in July 2017, they finally agreed in a memorandum of understanding to sign this agreement that we have in hand. But unfortunately, the company broke its promise. And today, we're here to say that, you know, among our affiliates, we are going to start again a campaign against the company because it's unacceptable that not only the company breaks its promise, but refuses a partnership with its employees to improve the quality of employment, which the company is unfortunately not fulfilling.
Ambit Eusen is the General Secretary of BWI, the Building and Woodworkers International Global Union.
It is inexcusable for Lafarge Holcim to have broken their promise and their commitment to sign a global agreement. 2 years of negotiation outlining the commitment of Lafarge Holcim to fight against precarious work, fighting for the health and safety of the workers and social dialogue. Now they are backtracking. With them backtracking, it gives us a signal that Lafarge Holcim is not a reliable partner anymore. They are not serious about social dialogue. They are not serious about the safety of its workers. They are not serious about workers' rights. The only thing they are serious about is profit. I think it's time for us to mobilize. We cannot rely on the words of Lafarge Holcim. We can only rely on our members and the workers. So we call on all the workers of Lafarge Holcim around the world, all the affiliates of Industrial and BWI to join in campaign. Mobilize and take action.
In Iran, independent unions are illegal and the authorities routinely arrest labor leaders to intimidate them. One of those leaders is Ismail Abdi, the Secretary General of the Iranian Teachers Union. Simarie Ainsborough reports.
A leader of the teachers' union in Iran has been temporarily released from prison where he has been serving a 6-year sentence for advocating respect for workers' rights. Ismail Abdi was originally arrested when he tried to leave Iran to attend the World Congress of Education International in 2015. EI is the global union which represents teachers and other education workers. He was charged with propaganda against the state by calling for better wages and working conditions for teachers in the country. Mr. Abdi was sentenced to imprisonment in the notorious Evin prison. The authorities in Iran consider union activism as a national security offense. Independent unions are not allowed to function, strikers are often arrested, and labor leaders are consistently prosecuted for their activities on behalf of workers. Mr. Abdi has been temporarily released before, only to be sent back to prison a month later. That is why the labor movement, led by Education International, is trying to build support for Mr. Abdi. It has partnered with Amnesty International in calling for the charges against Mr. Abdi to be dropped completely. A petition on behalf of Mr. Abdi can be found on the Amnesty International website at www.amnesty.org.uk. This is Simarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.